Hello. In today's episode, we will be covering the topic of capsules. Capsules are another word for pills. I have to speak in code because the overlords here on the tube don't like certain terms. The capsule colors I will be talking about are the blue, red, and black. The terms red capsule and blue capsule refer to a choice between the willingness to learn a potentially unsettling or life-changing truth by taking the red or remaining in contented ignorance with the blue. The terms refer to a scene in the 1999 film The Matrix. In The Matrix, the main character Neo is offered the choice between a red capsule and a blue capsule by rebel leader Morpheus. Morpheus says,
"You take the blue, the story ends, you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes."
The red represents an uncertain future and, unknown to Neo at the time he takes the red, it would free him from the enslaving control of the machine-generated dream world and allow him to escape into the real world, but living the truth of reality is harsher and more difficult. On the other hand, the blue represents a beautiful prison. It would lead him back to ignorance, living in confined comfort without want or fear within the simulated reality of the Matrix. Neo chooses the red and joins the rebellion. How does this tie into anything, you may be wondering? In today's society, many men are still sleepwalking and trapped. They don't possess the true knowledge of females' nature. We call these men blue-capsuled. Men that are fully aware and awoken to understanding females' nature are known as red-capsuled. The manosphere will be covered in an upcoming video, for now just think of it as a man's safe space. Manospherians believe that womanists and political correctness obscure this reality, and that men are victims who must fight to protect themselves. Accepting the manosphere's ideology is equated with taking the red capsule, and those who do not are seen as blue capsule or as having taken the blue capsule. It's worth mentioning. There is also a purple capsule. Some will debate of the purple's existence. Those who believe of a purple capsule believe that it is a man with red capsule knowledge, but still acts and behaves like a blue-capsuled man. You may be wondering how that is possible. I was around 36 years old when I was absorbing red capsule content. Previously, I had learned a little, but was still a tradcon or traditional conservative. After consuming red capsule knowledge every day, I came to realize that most of the things I was taught and believed were just a fantasy. Some call this fantasy the Disney fairy tale with a white picket fence. When you realize reality versus what you thought was reality, it can really mess with your brain. This phase is known as the red capsule rage. Many men become angry when they realize the truth. They have two options from this point: accept reality as what it is and become red capsuled, or deny the truth and return to their old blue capsule ways. Those men that are unable to accept the truth return to the slaughterhouse and may return down the road after trauma. Though some men will never wake up. Some men have been divorced well over 7 times. I personally work in a shop with someone who has been divorced 4 times. They keep living the hope strategy. Trauma is what leads most men to the red capsule. I know, that is how I found out. At age 36, I sought answers. I was wondering why things were this way. Things didn't make sense to me. I was doing what I had been taught to do. But then I discovered the red capsule and realized all the other men were all telling the same story. Knowledge started to be shared and the rest is history. I am now 39 years old. I have overcome the red capsule rage phase. Now I am thriving. When you learn this knowledge, you can use it to your advantage in many aspects. Now that I have briefed you on a few capsule colors, I will turn it over to Uncle Arthur for the black capsule.
Good evening, you filthy animals. The black capsule is a dark path. While some red-capsuled men know the knowledge of female nature and may use it to their advantage, black-capsuled men also possess the knowledge but do not go near women or interact with them. Black-capsuled men do not see a point. They don't see an end goal. It's all a waste of time, energy, and effort. They could care less what happens to women and are happy to completely withdraw and watch it all burn. An example: a red man may try to have short-term dates with women for fun and attention. A black-capsuled man would rather invest his time elsewhere. It can be a dark, gloomy, depressing state for some black-capsuled men. Unfortunately, some men took it to the ultimate extreme and put an end to it. I guess you could say it's very close to nihilism.
Thank you, Uncle Arthur. I go back and forth between red and black capsules. I have been divorced once already. I escaped with minimal damage. Had I suffered more extensive trauma, I may have ended up being a permanent black-capsuled man. For now, I will interact with women on a very limited level. I use them the same way they use men. I get dopamine hits to my brain and then I withdraw. Some would not do this. It's all about what level risk you are willing to take. This brings me to my next point. Some red-capsuled men believe 90% of the same things, but a few areas they do not agree with. Some men, such as the pickup artists or PUA, still pursue women and try to be in relationships with them. Most guys going their own direction will not pursue women to be in a long-term relationship. They would rather pump and dump or do nothing at all. One is more offensive and one is more defensive. I personally believe the more damage and trauma you have received from divorce, false accusations, and mental abuse, you will naturally become more defensive. If you are a man struggling, you are not alone. I am not a therapist, but I can tell you that things will get better in time. If you need someone to talk to, I highly encourage you to seek out other men in this community. Ending it is not the answer. While you may feel hopeless if you are in the rage phase or black capsuled, things will be all right. Focus on yourself. That's the only thing you can control. You can't control the actions of others. Don't put your efforts and energy into women who can discard you at any time for any reason. In the end, men get the last laugh. The tables turn when men hit their 30s. Women hit the wall the second half of their life. I will be covering the wall in an upcoming video. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I often add comic relief and humor, but I felt this was a more serious topic. I remember how I was. The very last ex-girlfriend had really messed me up, and it took me a long time to recover and go my own direction. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out. Better of the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a